Thank you. Good to be with y'all here at this meeting. Appreciate Brother Ward's message very much. Appreciate Brother Ward. Love him very much. Brother Mark's okay too. I like him like brothers.
Yeah.
Natural brothers. Sometimes even spiritual brothers. Love y'all very much. Love coming to the camp meeting. I was thinking about this text this week. I had this one verse on my mind. I had some good thoughts and meditations on it. And you know how it is, brethren, when you get your mind on something before a meeting, you think, well, if they asked me to preach, that's what I'm going to preach on. Yeah. It got so good, I was hoping every preacher would preach on this text. And then I didn't have to preach. I get to hear what they had to say. But nobody preached on it. But they've been preaching around this text. Well, y'all know this. You hear it a lot. This is found in Psalm 122. David writes, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. What a nice thought. It's a good thing to think about before a meeting. Verse 1 starts with the word I. But then a they came along. When I plus they, that equals us. Not the most profound point I've ever made in my life, but it makes sense. You got I, and then they. And they put I with they, and that becomes us. David said, I was glad. I was glad about something. David didn't say, I was glad to go into the house of the Lord. He didn't say that. But I think he was glad to go into the house of the Lord. But the source of David's gladness was the they. They came along and they said, let us. We want you to go with us. And then we'll go together into the house of the Lord. Just hear them saying that to David made David glad. I like to hear about meetings like the camp meeting. I hear somebody's coming. I get glad about that. Glad to see the folks that come. I get text. Hope to see you there. Going to be at the meeting. Brother David, you going to be at the meeting? Yes, sir. All right. That makes me glad. Then I come. I see the cars. I get gladder. I see the people, I get gladder. I meet everybody, and my gladness turns into joy. And then we go in too, together. Now that's the kind of friends you need in your life. Like-minded people on this one very important thing. Where are we going to go to pay our respects to Almighty God? We need to go together and do that. I'm glad when they said, let's go to Las Vegas. I'm glad they said it to me. Let's go to watch the Cowboys. Not anymore. That'd make me glad a bit in these days. But it's never... It has always made me glad when the Lord's people say to me, let us go to the primitive Baptist. That's the house of God. That's the pillar and ground of the truth. I like that. I like that us. I like to be a part of that us. He talked about our people. That's that us. Talked about things that we're going to do. A lot of folks doing this thing. That's joy. That's glad. When you've got the best people on earth going to the best place on earth, doing the best thing they could ever do, if that don't make you glad, you got problems, and I can't help you. Because I'm going to be in the house of the Lord with the they to be the us. I grew up going to church. I wasn't part of the us. I was forced to be there, but it was me and them. I didn't understand them, but they understood me. They understood I didn't want to be there. It didn't matter. You're coming anyway. Some of y'all may not want to be there. Give it up. You're going to lose that. Join it. Become the us. Because let me tell you something. When I just dropped all that, all those inhibitions, when I embraced the truth and saw my Lord, and I wanted to be attached to these people, my joy was full. And it was more than gladness. It was joy unspeakable, full of glory. Amen. I used to hear a lot growing up, a lot of sermons about the church. I don't preach them like I should. I think we need to do that more.
Yes, sir.
I personally do. Now, I remember back when I was smarter than I am now, back when I thought I knew some things and I didn't. I thought, and I was a group of people, I was with a group of people who called themselves primitive Baptists. They talk about meetings like this. They say, they're just pep rallies for the primitive Baptists. Hey, y'all the ones who need the pep rally. Y'all too grumpy and depressed. You're not happy in the Lord. You're unhappy. And your pride and your accusation as if they could judge the hearts of the Lord's people. And they say, well, they're worshiping the church. I beg your pardon. Lord, it is good when brethren dwell together in unity.
Amen.
How good and how pleasant it is. Lord, how delightful it is to see a whole assembly worship thee. It's called the body of Christ. It's called the church of the firstborn. Let us go into it. I want to hear more preaching about that. Brother J.A. loved to preach about the church. I can still hear him preaching about it. Brother Mike preached about the church this morning. Lord blessed him and blessed us. I tell you, it was good to be in the house of the Lord. To hear Brother Mike preach about the house of the Lord. I was transported back in time almost. Back to the days when I was young, being at this meeting. And hearing that type of preaching again, I was looking around for Brother Bill. It's like the old days. We don't need some things. We don't need to change, my friends. But let's not change our heart's desire to come together to the house of the Lord. Now, Brother Mike was over there. He's in Hebrews 10. A lot of brethren, they say, I don't want y'all to walk all over my text. I say walk all over it. Because you may get something I'll miss. And if it's good, I'll copy it. I'll use it. I'll take the credit for it. Or if it's the same meeting, I'll preach it again. And they won't remember where I got it from. Good point is a good point, no matter who said it. Alright, now, Brother Mike, over here in Hebrews chapter 10. I'm going to read that again. It said, therefore, let's see, Hebrews. Yeah, that's where I need to be. Verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart, full of assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies with pure water. Wow, he's got a lot of us, and he's got some our. O-U-R in there. Sounds like he's talking about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking about us. Let us draw there. Us. Let us. Not just me. Not just you. Let y'all come with it. Let's draw near with a true heart. Let us hold the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. I can't read that verse 25 without thinking of a very humbling experience I had back when I was exercising. I got on this text, I read it, and I wonder what that day he's talking about. He's saying we need to exhort one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. I thought I knew the answer to that day. I thought it was the day of resurrection. That was wrong, okay? Don't amen that. I was feeling real good about it. Matter of fact, I went to Brother Bill Waller. I said, hey, Brother Bill, can I talk to you out of Hebrews 10:25? Well, all right, but what is he going to say? Like, no, I don't want to talk about the Bible. I said, you know, I think that day is, Brother Bill, I think that's the day of resurrection. Brother Bill looked at me with bemused pity. He just looked at me like, and I'm raising this boy in a ministry. He said, Brother David, he said the day of the resurrection has been approaching since the Lord went up the glory. I thought, really? He said, isn't that what the angel said? This same Jesus that you've seen go up into heaven shall come again in like manner. That's been talked about. He said he told you what that day was in the text. That's the day of assembly. That's what he's talking about. God, okay. And amen. Exhort one another. We don't know when the resurrection is happening. But we know when meeting time is coming. And that's when we need to be there. Not forsaking that. But be there. As a matter of fact, even before that meeting commences, amen, we encourage one another. We talk to one another. I want to see you in the house of the Lord. Looking forward to seeing your face. Looking forward to worshiping with you. Looking forward to hearing you preach. I like that. I like it when people come and we're singing like this. I like to hear folks sing. I'm encouraged by that. I want you to know that I like it, that I love you, and I want to experience that with you. I do not want to forsake that assembly. Why would I roam from this dear peaceful home? Why would I heave out sisters, broken sisters, that can hold no water? What can comfort you more than the church that Jesus Christ built? Built with his precious blood. Built with his wisdom. With his love. With his understanding of what we need. He put in the church everything the church needs to be the church of Jesus Christ. And in those things that he put in the church is what we need. And we don't need anything less or anything more because the Lord has supplied. He's put that in here. And he gives us his spirit that we can look into the deep things of God and that we can see beyond this world. Sometimes that glass darkly becomes a little clearer and we can see on into heaven itself, as Brother Mark was talking about. And when the spirit, and it comes down, and if we just all are in fellowship with God together, that's a good time, my beloved. And that's when we have fellowship with each other. We seek the fellowship of God, my beloved. And that's our mutual understanding, our mutual faith. That is our common salvation that we share together. We are all saved by the blood of Christ. And we are all saved to the same place. And we are all the same in the eyes of God. My beloved, as I've heard the old brethren say, when he sees us through his Son, Jesus Christ. And when David wrote that song, he said that, they said unto me, let us. Now, David was the king. They're encouraging the king to go, the church. It might have been a servant that said to David. Might have been a cupbearer. But when the king and the servant came into the house of the Lord, they all became servants. So the greater king now rules. It does not turn us, my beloved friend, what our profession is in life. What concerns us is our husband, our mutual husband, our mutual Savior, and our mutual love. Why would anybody put on airs in the Church of Jesus Christ? Why would anyone think that they deserve something more than they're already getting? You're being treated very, very well. The Lord has come down to meet with you. What have you got to gripe about now? What's the problem? It doesn't matter who preaches, who leads singing, who offers prayer. What matters is who we're preaching about, who we're singing about, who we're praying to. It matters that when our hearts unite together in love and we become the body of Christ, there's nothing better in this world but right now. Amen. And it becomes a little heaven below. And it reminds us that we're strangers and pilgrims on this earth. But it also reminds us that we're not alone. We've got family. We've got brothers and sisters in Christ. And we are encouraged by seeing one another. So let us encourage each other and the more as we see the day approaching. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. He's faithful, that promise. You ought to be faithful because He already is. And the faithful one promised us, I have saved you. I will come and get you. I will bless you. I will meet with you. I will send the Comforter. I will come again and again and again and again. Why would you forsake that? Now, this meeting, these meetings like this, y'all, where we're at right now, you cannot duplicate this on your own. Now, you could be in the kingdom by yourself. All right? You can. That word us in that song changes the tenor of the song. And it differentiates it from other songs that David wrote about when he did talk about his personal relation with the Lord and his communion with the Lord. He talked about it a lot in the Psalms. He said, I'm on my couch, that means on his bed, in the night watches, he talks about meditating. He said, my heart is inditing a good matter. He's thinking about the Lord. He said, when I consider the moon, the stars, the work of thy fingers, what is man that thou art mindful of him? He's thinking about the Lord. He talked about the folks there that love the Lord in Psalm 1. He said that they meditate on his law both day and night. I've had some personal times with the Lord in the kingdom. It does not surpass, not even equate, when the church is in the kingdom like right now. It's multiplied. It's like the loaves and fishes. You bring a little bit, you come out with a lot. And where did all that other come from? They did not have enough to fill one basket, and they left with 12 baskets full. Now, what's going to happen? Same thing that happened to those apostles after that miracle will happen to us. We are going to go out and up. They're going to start growing. We're going to start living, doing our life, and here comes the storm. And we're going to toil and grow. And then, miracle, here he comes, walking on that very water. Immediately, you know, all that happened. Now, the scripture that's interesting, is a refer back to the miracle. He said, for they considered not the loaf. They forgot about it. Y'all had a basket apiece. There's 12, one for each apostle. You didn't leave it there, did you? You should have brought it with you. Didn't he say, gather up the fragments that remain? That nothing be lost? You're going to need it sooner than you think. Because I'm telling you to get on that boat, and I'm telling you to go to the other side. And you're sitting here thinking, piece of cake. We're fishermen. We've been on this lake before. Yeah, but I'm sending a storm that you're not going to be able to handle. And I'm going to walk on the water that you've never seen. And Peter's going to walk on the water, which was a greater miracle than Jesus walking on the water. And I'm going to calm the waves and the winds. And when I get in that boat, immediately, you're going to be on the other side. You're getting some more loaves and fishes. You better consider that. I better consider that. Now, that's what we get. But, now, you hear preachers all the time. A lot of them come to me. I thought he was going to get over there. I wish I knew the chapter and verse of the book over there. Never get to it. I know where it is. It's over there. They know where it is. Amen. Corner knows where it is. I thought he was going over there. I don't have that verse. Over there. I thought my brother was going to go. I found out where over there is, Mike. Because I thought you was going to get this one over there. I found it. Maybe you did and I fell asleep. I don't know. Alright. Same book. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10. Man, let's start at verse 9. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons into glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. That's the us I want to be a part of. But you know what makes the us? The capital U-S, us. It's Jesus and us. I sanctified you. But Paul adds something to that. He that sanctified and they who were sanctified, get this, are one. Uh-oh, we got back to I. But that's all right. Yeah, we got back to one now. But it's not I. It's us in Christ. We're one. One body. One Lord. One faith. One baptism. One God who's above all and in you all. They're all of one. For which cause? Because of that special relationship and position between the Lord and the Lord's people being one, I'm not ashamed to call them, that's us, brethren. God help us, primitive Baptists, if we stop saying brother and sister Amen. To each other. I don't. Now, sometimes I'll tell Brother Mark, hey, Mark Ward, you know, Terry, you know, we're on a Zoom call. That ain't church. It's the furthest thing from it. Well, it'll be that way. But I was thinking today, Brother Mark, Brother Terry, Brother Ward, I need to call y'all brother more often to remind myself to call you brother more often. Because that the Yo-Chun-Ho, that was sweet music to Saul of Tarsus. When Ananias came to him and said, Brother Saul. Man, that was a sermon in itself. That was the last word he ever thought. And you know what, Saul? You are now among the people you persecuted. And you are going to find the Lord amongst them. And it's not going to be you and them. You're going to be the us because you've been sanctified by the Lord of glory. Therefore, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. He's not done yet. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, that's us, in the midst of the church, that's us. Well, I sing praises unto thee. And we're talking about it. What was he? He didn't say congregation, assembly. He said it all, didn't he? In the midst. Now, I take that extremely literal. That's not a flight of fancy. That's not a, oh, that sounds really good. Yes, it does, because it really happens when that sound, that music of the heart of the Lord's people, when it sounds good, it's because our Lord is singing right in the midst of us. Amen. We are now one family. We're together. We're us. We're in the house of God. We're in the best place on earth. It's going to be all right. Yeah. It's going to end well. There may be some storms. There will be some storms. But we've got this. And in the midst of the church, I need to be in the midst of the church too to get that. Alright? Wherever the Lord wants, I'll be there. Lord, just let me be there. In the midst of your people, of them that are sanctified, let me hear thy voice sing. And I'm transcended beyond everything. And I don't want to hear anything else but that voice. Don't want to hear any politics. Don't want to hear any news. Don't want to hear bad news from a close country. I want to hear good news from a far country, because that is cold waters to a thirsty soul. And the devil, he'll give you a cup of hot burning sand and say, drink it. There's plenty more. Lord gives you a drink of cold waters. And it's good news. It's from a far country. But you're getting news right now. And the news is, it won't be long.
Amen.
I'm coming.
Amen.
I haven't forgotten you. I haven't forsaken you. I love you. I'm not ashamed to call you brother or sister. Because I'm going to say something that Paul's going to quote. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I, that's a good I, that's our Lord, I and the children which God has given me. Yeah, read the rest of it's good too. But when you get to a high zenith scripture like that, shut it down, that's the end. Can't beat it. I the children which thou hast given me. Amen.
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 If you want to be a part of us, it's time to do it. It's time. It's high time. If you have a desire to live with us, walk with us, get on this pilgrimage with us, baptism is the answer. Baptism is the place to be. It is the answer of a good conscience. If the Lord's touched your heart with that message, Brother David talked about us and the Lord in us. The hope of glory. You want to walk with us? Ask. It's just that simple. If you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that He died, buried, and rose again for you, baptism should be in your future.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I say a little stronger, the Lord said, commanded, repent and be baptized. That's a command. We're going to have these brothers come up and stand up here. And oh, by the way, the Lord never sends a bad message to them. When the Lord sends those prophets their messages, He meant it for the people. The Lord sent us messages this whole weekend. So you take it personally. The Lord is speaking to you.